RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Sing it, Hugh. You're wearing the Santa hat today. Come
on
now.
I'm all right with this one.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
And I like the Feliz Navidad song, too.
That is one of your favorites.
That go hard.
So you got 6 days. Are you ready with your shopping?
Nah.
Come on now. 6 days
I thought about going out today.
Yeah, why not? It's a nice day.
Nah,
warmer.
I'd be like four people. Like at the mall. Like, you know, the one thing that I always remember about when you used to go out, like, to the mall for real, is the moms fighting over certain toys.
Yeah.
Do not get in the way of a mother and a toy.
I would never.
She will punch you in the face.
I think that's probably been curtailed a little bit with online shopping, Amazon.
Well, it has, yeah, but a lot of times, some people still like to do it the old-fashioned way, and they will act a fool at the
Well, you got
to
get that last toy.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
It's
do or die. All right, 215-592-949. We're back to your phone calls here in a second on all these things, including Hurts. You expect a big game tomorrow. He played well against the Raiders. We expect another big one. I'm expecting them to run the football. This is one of the worst run defenses in the league, in the Commanders. Just run it 40 times and just win this division and get out of there. I don't need or expect a huge game out of Jalen tomorrow. Where do you come down on Jalen? And after watching last night, let's be honest. Are we in the same category as the Rams and Seahawks? I don't see it unless our offense gets better. Our defense keep us in the game, but those offenses are at a different level than ours. We need to get better over the next month to beat one or both of those teams in the postseason. All right. Before we go any further, though, can we maybe a little intervention, a little help? We love Elliott Shore Parks, and sometimes once in a while, we fight with him. I fight with him, but I love Elliot. And once in a while, I also feel like I got to help him. So let's try to unpack a couple of Elliot's takes here and see if we agree, disagree, and can we help him moving forward. So this was Elliot this morning on the morning show talking about the Eagles offense.
Is there enough time for this offense to improve the amount, the significant amount it really feels like it needs to be good enough for a postseason push?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the offense is what it is at this point. I think the Eagles' path to the Super Bowl and through the postseason is an elite defense, a running game that has improved, I would say, over the past few weeks. It's not great. It's likely not going to be great. But a running game that at least can not get negative yardage. They only had 3 penalties last week. That was big, keeping them out of third and longs, keeping them in first and second downs that aren't behind the sticks. Like, that's their path. I don't think their path is going to be scoring into high 30s and, out-dueling teams like that. Like, you watched that game last night, and I think the Eagles can beat either of those teams, but I think they need to beat them in the way that their defense, I think, is better than both of those defenses.
All right. So, I mean, I do agree with his overall point. If they're going to win against the Seahawks and Rams in the playoffs, they need their defense to guide them, right? They need the game to probably be a little bit lower scoring than the Rams that Seahawks typically play, and maybe we can win an ugly game. I'm with Elliot on that. But didn't he just argue with me 2 days ago that the Eagles' offense is more trustworthy than the Rams? Didn't we just do this?
I think I did hear the argument.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I hate to admit something like this.
What do you got?
The guy's rent-free in my head with the 2022 thing.
You go back to 22.
Yeah, 2022. Yeah. Did I misspeak?
No, you did. No, okay. I'm just trying to think as you go. Go ahead.
It drives me insane. What are you talking
He's
about?
He's got you in a spin cycle.
It honestly does. I'm in a blender. I can't take it. The 2022 thing is outrageous.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it does.
Of course it doesn't.
Well, that's why when I was fighting with him, I brought up, why don't we use 21 in the mix? And that, that's too long ago. Well, 22 is too long ago.
Yeah, I just I wonder if you, I asked you guys this earlier. I wonder if you combined the Eagles' rushing yards from last season and this year and did that for every team in the league, where we would stack up.
Oh, it'd have to be. The Eagles ran for 3,000 yards as a team last year.
Okay.
They'd have to be still top 10, top
so
five.
I present that without further comment.
Yeah, if you combine statistics over years, it doesn't put the picture of this year into the focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. All right, so that's
also, one last thing, because he is in my head. Does he realize when they crown a Super Bowl champion, it's because of this season? The whole sample size thing. They don't crown a champion from 2022 to 2025.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No.
It's a single season.
The winner of the Super Bowl wins this season's Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Okay.
So we got to figure out a way to beat these Rams and these Seahawks.
That's the last
thing. That's it. Okay. So that's one thing. And that one, it struck me, but I can move on from that. I'm not sure if I can move on from this. And if you're watching on YouTube, you got a chance to watch this. Actually, great shot. Elliot doing some hits on CBS. We love that. But I specifically want everyone's take, including Hugh's on this, because Hugh, you've accomplished this. You've done this quite a few times.
What's that? Filibuster?
Well, no, you do that every day. But I don't, but I'd be accused of it. Okay, I want you to listen and watch our guy Elliot on CBS 3 talking about what he thinks the Eagles should do tomorrow if and when they clinch the NFC East.
Is this something that they should make a big deal about?
Absolutely. I want to see celebrations. Like, well, I'll be in that locker room on Sunday or Saturday. If they win, they should celebrate. I want to see T-shirts. I want to see hats. And I really want to see the word Nick has been using all week. I want to see joy. Like, opening night of the season, they diminished the Super Bowl banner. They didn't go out on the field for it. All training camp, it was, we're not Super Bowl champions. That's year over. And now what do we hear from them? We got to have fun. We have to have fun. We have to focus on joy. Well, what better way to do it than to celebrate? I know people will say, you have bigger goals. You're the champion. It's just a division title. This is something this franchise hasn't done in 20 years. I think the players could use a celebration. I think the fan base, frankly, could use a celebration. So if they do on Saturday win the game and win the division, I think we should celebrate. I'm not saying a parade, but I think it should be something that is celebrated.
All right. So he did say there in that hit on CBS 3, hats, T-shirts, when he tweeted the clip, he threw in champagne if they want. Hugh Douglas, you have won division titles. You have been to a Super Bowl. You have been trying to, you were part of those teams that won it multiple years in a row. Hugh, your thoughts on a celebration tomorrow evening in D.C., including T-shirts, hats, champagne if they want.
From coming from 1-15, 3-13 my first couple years, and then coming here and going 3-13 and to winning our first division, I'll say this. The first time it was cool.
Of course.
Because it was, as a player, as an NFL player, you have certain goals that you want. It was a first-round draft pick. Made a lot of money my first year, but was losing. So then you come to an organization that starts winning. It was a nice goal in the beginning. But as you progress through it, that's not good enough. And I can't remember ever celebrating a division championship. It was something where you got the T-shirts and everybody's like, oh, that's cool. Like I said, you give it to your wife or your significant other, and you think about that back in the day. Nobody's remember talking about, hey, I was the NFC East division champ.
Yeah.
Nobody talking about that. They're talking about the Super Bowl champ and things of that nature. So, no. Nah. I mean, I get it. Baseball players celebrate every advancement.
Yep.
But no. Nah. It's
all
different.
Right. So, I want to unpack this in two ways. If they have T-shirts in the locker room tomorrow night and a few of the players put them on, I don't care. I'm not going to rip anybody for putting a T-shirt on. It is an accomplishment to win this division in back-to-back years. It hasn't been done since Hugh was playing. It just doesn't happen in the NFCs, and they're going to do it. We tried to tell you that a month ago, and we hung a banner here. I mean, we started the celebration a month ago. As far as the champagne goes, My goodness gracious, no. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl last year. We were talking about a dynasty this offseason. A dynasty! To have champagne for winning a division where nobody else is over 500 would be almost comical. I mean, like, it would be like, what am I watching? I can deal with the shirt and a hat. I'm not going to care. They want to put a t-shirt on. Go for it. Mm-hmm. You won the division. You go back to the playoffs and have a home playoff game. The idea of champagne.
Getting some drinks.
Champagne?
Well, you're probably, on the train ride home, you could get some drinks.
Oh, that's different. When I think champagne, I think like the locker room celebration where they pop the cork.
You're talking about like they do with the Phillies.
In baseball, yeah. Which No.
Now, you might get you a couple adult beverages.
Good Saturday
beer.
Night, go get banged up.
That's fine.
Or a beer. You might get you some beers.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, have somebody pick you up from the train station.
A champagne. If they're pouring champagne over each other's heads for winning the NFC East in a year, nobody, again, the next best team has 6 wins. Yeah. Come on.
That's like the last thing that I could see Jalen Hurts doing, by the way.
Oh, me too. Pouring champagne on someone's head. I mean, last year when they won the Super Bowl, he was stoic. He was smoking a cigar. Right. Like, that's just not his scene.
Does Elliot even know who Jalen Hurts is?
I think he does.
To suggest something like that?
Yeah. I just... What would your reaction be if they popped champagne?
Oh, I'd be embarrassed. I'd be in here... I think we might have to... We would maybe have to pivot off of Monday's topic, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. No, it's about the celebration.
But, like, what were they thinking?
Yeah, no, we can't. We just absolutely can't do that. 215-592-9495. Are your reaction to that idea? Hats, T-shirts, popping champagne for winning the NFCs. I can't do that, especially the latter one. And all this, including Seahawks and Rams. Are we in the same class, those teams? All right, let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Ho, ho, ho.
There it is.
Christmas, Philadelphia. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa to everybody out there.
Aaron, how we doing?
Two things before we get into the topic. Mm-hmm. First off, I thought you were going to call out Jack Fritz for calling me charming last night. And secondly...
I didn't hear that.
It happened during his segment.
That's not the word I would use.
The second thing is I think the midday show needs to go out of their way to put something extra special in Blue Jeans Larkin's stocking this year, because watching that intersection between you and Washington, D.C., you guys have that beautiful studio, and B. Mitchell looked like he was working out of somebody's garage that was currently under construction.
What was that?
He's taking shots.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
Aaron, we got to be better than this. Yeah, the jokes.
Yo, I got a question.
The routine stinks.
In the last four years, how many times has the Eagles' offense averaged more than 30 points or 30 points?
In the last three seasons? I don't know if any. I don't think any.
Okay. Now, another question. Mm-hmm. How many times in the last 5 years have the Kansas City Chiefs averaged over 30 points?
I don't know. Maybe one or two? It's hard to average 30 points.
The answer is none.
Okay, it's unique when teams average 30 points a game. It's a lot.
Your argument is goofy because your offense averages 30 points doesn't make you a Super Bowl contender.
Well, okay? Sure it does.
You have to have a complete team. And I was at ground zero yesterday.
Well, hold on. Time out. You know, before I haven't looked at the numbers since last night because they both gave up points to each other. You know, before last night, the Seahawks and Rams were giving up fewer points per game than the Eagles' defense, which we think is great. So they have a better offense, and their defenses gave up fewer points per game. So what are you talking about?
So last night I had to go to a company dinner, right? The Christmas dinner, and the boss is
a huge
Rams fan. So and there's a bunch of Rams fans there, and then everybody that wasn't a football fan was rooting for the Rams because they were trying to brown nose the boss. So it was an interesting night. But what I saw, I saw Sam Darnold be Sam Darnold, okay? And he benefited from a ridiculous play that we'll probably never, ever see again in the NFL. And then secondly, his special teams helped him out, okay? On the other side of the ball, everybody talks about this Rams team. I watched Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua. I mean, he makes Matthew Stafford look like an all-pro. I mean, it is ridiculous the catches that this guy makes. But here's the difference between the Eagles and the Rams. We have Guantanamo Bay, and he can shut down Puka Nacua. And if Adams does not come back with that hamstring injury, we match up perfectly with that team. And I said last night, and I'm going to say it again, it doesn't matter if we're the second seed or the third seed. It doesn't matter if we got a home game mm-hmm. or an away game. The Eagles fans travel. We can go wherever anybody wants to meet us. Okay, this team is getting healthier. You're going to see them take the reins off of the Sky Marshal, and we are going to blow Marcus Mariota and the Commies away. Let's go, Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, Aaron, appreciate the phone call. Blow them away. That, well, they could tomorrow. And
yeah, I mean,
they are seven-point favorites.
I mean, it's possible. Definitely it's possible.
That's all you got on Aaron's phone call, whole phone call?
I quit paying attention when he said something about B. Mitch's studio or something. Like, you're not, Aaron, listen, I like you. You're a nice guy. You're not funny.
Did Jack call him funny. Charming last
yeah,
night?
Nah,
is Aaron charming?
Mm-mm.
Well, Hugh did something yesterday. If you can't use the word charming to describe Aaron, as we did with Hurts yesterday, what word would you use to describe Aaron from San Diego?
Boring.
Okay.
I love you, Aaron, but you're not funny.
Maybe I shouldn't ask that.
You're not that funny. I mean, you try a lot, but your jokes fall short, so just stop.
Yeah. This one is going to be the one I sit out.
Yeah, this and it's
that's
like
to not get
the Good Morning Philadelphia thing.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, I check out. Like to be honest, Aaron, I love you. You my dog. But every time you start talking, dog, I start looking at my phone or something.
Less is more, as you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't be paying attention to what you're talking about.
We had Andy from Westchester earlier. Did we have to run Andy off, or was it Jeff? Or maybe Andy didn't pick up.
No, we ran Jeff off.
Yeah,
ran
Andy
Jeff
wasn't off. There.
Oh, is Andy there now?
We did run Jeff.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff.
I got called into a meeting, and I annoyed Kyle. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, because you can hang up.
Go ahead, Andy.
So, first of all, you are the gift that keeps on giving. That was the best PSA I've ever heard this morning.
No, I'm just saying, because, you know, Andy, we all know that this is the time of year where odd things happen. And people do things that, you know, when they come to work Monday, they might get them in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to help them out.
Well, being a truck driver, I'd be in really bad shape if something like that happened at my company party. But so anyway, to your point, I think they do have a big game this weekend. I think that Hurts is actually in the position I like him in, where he is feeling slighted and feeling, you know, like he's been disrespected. And I think that's why he had such a good game last week. And the other reason I think they score big is because they're the Birds, you.
The Birds.
It's Friday, Hugh. Don't forget. It's Friday. Yeah. We go a little over the top with the predictions. That's what we do.
So I don't know. You don't see it as a high scoring game? I mean, I kind of feel like it's gonna be.
I don't know, Andy. I don't know how I feel about this one. I know the Eagles are gonna win, but I don't know what that looks like.
I just have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you have any Commanders fear?
Mm-mm. But I could smell it. I fear the rivalry. You know what's funny?
There we go.
I remember when I first got here. Steven Davis was the running back, right? And we went down there, and we were beating the brakes off the Commodores. And they put B. Mitch in the game. And B. Mitch single-handedly brought them back, and they won that game. I can't remember which one it was, but that's what I remember about that game. And that's why B. Mitch made that comment. He could outrun me. Because I saw the back of B. Mitch's jersey.
Hey, what happened? Why'd you let him do that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I remember that. I remember that game vividly.
Go ahead, Andy.
Not my fault, Andy. I was having PTSD.
No, it's fine. I love listening. It's been a very contentious couple of weeks. I've actually been really enjoying it. I know I told you that last week. It's just a lot of guys pissing you guys off, and I'm sorry, but it makes me laugh.
Well, I'm glad
we're here for you.
Yeah. So, of course, and Andy, we appreciate the phone call. I don't mind if someone disagree. I mean, you can disagree all you want with whatever's going on. Reality feels like we're losing the plot sometimes with this stuff.
I feel like people don't hear what's being said, and they automatically assume it's meant to be derogatory. You know, and it's funny, right, because I looked at you, because B. Mitch said the exact same thing that I said yesterday.
About Jalen.
He said he doesn't know what he is. I asked that question yesterday.
What is he?
And everybody took offense to it. And you have – see, I'm about to not Kyle Quinn, y'all. But I'm about to Ryan Clark, y'all.
12. It was 12:15 yesterday. So this segment's the Ryan Clark segment.
No, let me tell you. Because B. Mitch said it, and I just let it go.
Yeah.
He said, we don't know what Jalen is. Mm. That's why I asked the question. But when people hear that, they automatically assume that it's meant to be derogatory. Everybody that has played this game.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you talk about Jalen, they'll say something about his legs. Or they'll tell you, even Donovan said he has to be better or he has to see more. But these are the guys that played the game.
Of course.
And when they say it, you feel like it's a slight. No, it's not a slight. It's we've played the game. You play Madden. Y'all play Madden. And y'all feel like y'all know a couple names of some plays, Two Jet Dancer, Tango, Z Post, or whatever, and you feel like you know football. You don't. You got experts out here telling you every day, hey, he needs to play better. Jason Avant says it. Jason Avant comes in here, and he watches tape extensively, and he'll tell you, hey, quarterback needs to play better. But y'all Madden cats will sit there and get mad. Like it's a slight. It's not a slight. The one thing that I know that you probably don't know because I did play football is that you're always striving to be better. Jalen has told you on more than one occasion in his press conference that he's striving to be better. Jalen has accomplished a lot. He can do a lot more. He can be a lot better. But that's the space that you live in as a professional athlete. LeBron James, perfect example. LeBron James has been playing basketball for 20 seasons, the most of anybody. You know why LeBron James is doing that? Because LeBron James is not the same person every season that he plays this game. Mm. He changes his game. That's the thing that civilians don't understand. And that's what we try to tell you, the guys that did it. We try to tell you this on a day-to-day basis, but you don't want to hear it. LeBron James has been playing 20 years, and the LeBron James that you saw in his first year is not the LeBron James that's in his 20th year.
It's not even close, really. Yeah, different player.
But he's a different – that's what I'm saying. But when you say that to people, they get in their feelings because they think you need to start listening. Probably why – never mind, I'm going to go ahead. Hold on to that one. But you need to start listening to what's being said. Nobody's hit – listen, we've all played this game. And everybody in the NFL that talks about football, this is a brotherhood that you'll never understand. It's almost like in a fraternity. And nobody's trying to diss anybody, but we all have been critiqued, and you need to be critiqued. The problem is there's a lot of cats out there that don't know what it's like to be criticized, and when they do, they get in their feelings.
So when you brought the questions to the table yesterday, which we hadn't even like talked about before the show, you just kind of like had it in your head and you asked, right?
I just asked the question.
So I think obviously some people took it as a knock or something. What I think is interesting is, when you said describe Jalen without using the word winner, what's pretty clear is winners become the crutch word, right? We all agree he's a winner. But if you couldn't use that word, how would you use to describe
it? And
I found it. I found you to be inquisitive. You were trying to figure out what
I
people.
I was just trying to figure out how would you describe him, because every time we talk about Jalen,
because his winner is the clutch.
Is the clutch, and I'm like, okay, I'm asking.
Besides that,
and people got upset because they automatically assumed that I was trying to be disrespectful and start talking about my career and the fact. And I just got to say this again: you telling me I have not won a Super Bowl is not a flex. You telling me I have not done this, that, or the third is not a flex. I went to a small college in Ohio, and I got drafted 16th overall.
It's pretty good.
So when you tell me that I haven't done this, that, or third, I went higher in the draft than Jalen Hurts did, and Jalen Hurts went to Alabama. I went to Central State University. None of y'all know where that's at. So to me, you're not hurting my feelings. So there's that. But when we talk about this, it's not like we're trying to tear anybody down. Well, when I talk about him, I don't know about anybody. I can't speak for anybody else. But when you talk about being critiqued and being better, Jalen Hurts has been to two Super Bowls. We're trying to get to our third. If we want to get to our third, it begins and ends with the quarterback. Quarterback has to play better.
And the offense needs to be better. I mean,
all together.
Yeah, they need to score more points.
It's just not all on him. Everybody needs to play better, but it starts with him. Just like everybody want to talk about Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was the catalyst for that team to win that game last night. I know the kick returner got the party started, but Sam Darnold stepped up after he threw two interceptions and got the party started. So, you know, that's all we try to do here every day, is try to teach.
Well, that's
every day.
Class is in session with Professor Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494 for your phone calls after on the other side. And something interesting Jason Kelce said yesterday on the morning show about what he wants to see from our offense in the final few weeks of the season. I agree with him on this. Starting tomorrow, you're hearing from Kelce next. Your phone calls on this. Jalen, how you think he's going to play tomorrow? And the Rams and Seahawks, are we in the same class as those two teams? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Now we're talking. Now we're in the spirit here, Hugh. This is your song.
Yeah, this is nice. This felt like a nice little warm glass of tequila. Feliz Navidad.
You want one now?
No, I got a little time. Feliz Navidad.
Come on, no one will know. It's Friday.
Feliz Navidad.
No, come on. What was that?
I butchered the words all the time. And I don't need to know the words. You know what I wouldn't mind doing tonight? Listen to either some karaoke.
Banged up.
Or some salsa dancing. I need to call my man Jason, see what he's doing tonight.
You going salsa dancing?
I'll go if I give me an Uber, because I'm going to be that banged up.
I don't know if being banged up while salsa dancing is the best idea for you. That feels like a spill.
Yeah, because we got to be at work at 2.
Yeah, but like,
I can't get too banged.
Yeah, but he was falling over while he's dancing. I mean, the guy fell down in the studio once. Yeah,
it might be some karaoke.
Sober.
Tonight feel like I need a good karaoke spot. Go sing some karaoke. Sing some inappropriate songs.
There's
on
a place
Friday
in the city
night.
That does live band karaoke.
Oh, you mean with a band?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to shoot me that address.
If you're wondering where Hugh Douglas is tonight, head over now to this place. That does actually sound like a lot of fun. All
honestly,
right.
If you go, I'm there.
Hey, Kyle, don't threaten me with a good time. What time you thinking? Give me a moment to get right. Give me a moment to get right.
That would be something to say. That I might have to show up to. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get to something Jason Kelce said on the morning show that I agree with, and I hope it's the plan for the next few weeks of the season. Here is Kelce with the morning show.
So how do you measure risk and reward?
Well, it's tough also because I think that there's a rhythm that they're looking to build going into the playoffs. Like, I think it's obvious that they're going to be in the playoffs now, but, you know, I really want them to run as much as possible over these next three games because I think it's imperative. And I'm talking about Jalen, I just talking in general. Because I think it's imperative that they have that available in the playoffs. And the more you do that, the more you rep it, the more the offensive line and tight ends get in sync. Because they're really, the run game hasn't been faltering mainly because of, like, one bad guy. It's been a thing here, there. One player screws up here, one player screws up there. Miscommunication. All that just needs reps. And I think that there's probably, like, if you want to utilize Jalen as a runner in the playoffs, he's probably going to be better if he gets more reps than just essentially one game.
You think after 10 years of doing this, he really needs those reps in a game?
I think any player needs reps. There's a reason why Kobe late in his career did fundamentals before every single game. You, no matter how ingrained it is, there is still a repetition and with doing that repetition where it becomes like second nature. And it doesn't matter how long you've been doing something. You have to continually rep that. When
offensive?
I went into a game, if I didn't get a bull rush during the week, if I didn't get a mirror drill during the week, if I didn't get a like a anchor push-pull drill, I wanted to hit all those throughout the week so that I felt good going into game day to execute all that stuff. And I don't think that changes.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, to me, there's two parts to unpack what Jason said there, Hugh. He's talking about the run game, right, and getting it going and getting the reps. So I agree with the overall point of the run game. They got to keep doing it, get better. And I think the next 3 weeks provide that. If you look at the Commanders and Bills, that they're going to face the next 3 weeks, right? Commanders, Bills, Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
They're both towards the bottom in the NFL in run defense. Commanders are terrible. Bills are even worse. So the Eagles should be able to run the ball the next 3 weeks and get a groove going. But he also was talking about Jalen running the football there. Hugh, I know when I was out Tuesday, you and TK were talking about this a little bit. It just feels a little bit, I don't know, risky to run Jalen a lot in the final 3 weeks, especially if they win tomorrow. The next two games don't have much change on the course of the season. Like maybe the 2 seed versus the 3, but the reality is if they win tomorrow, their next big, big game is the first game of the playoffs. So I want to run the ball, but I need to be careful with Jalen's body because if he gets banged up, I mean, obviously it changes the entire season.
I hear what you're saying, Joe, but here's the reality of this offense. We watched two teams last night that will potentially play in the playoffs with two pretty good defenses. I just say pretty good because they got after the quarterback.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Back when they needed to last night. You put stress. There was a lot of let me try to frame it in a way that people can understand. There was a lot of penitentiary chances taken when it comes to the type of pass rush they were doing. You saw a lot of guys doing up and unders, bull rushes, and things of that nature. You take a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, and you put him if he's running, and you put him against one of those defenses, it negates a lot of what they were doing in their pass rush last night. And what I'm trying to get people to see is that Jalen is so dynamic that you can't take an inside move if you're the outside man, because Jalen will pull the ball down and run if he's running.
Right.
He could put stress on your defense. And that's what I'm trying to get people to see. If you got a guy that can run the ball, you rush differently. You put a spy on him. You rush in a way where you can't bury your head into the tackle's chest and push him back into the quarterback – because the quarterback is fast enough, he can get away. You got to kind of rush. You got to kind of look and see where he is and know where he is at all time, because the defensive coordinator told you all week long you have to keep rush lane integrity and you got to keep outside contained to try to keep him in the pocket.
I think it's a huge part of the offense. I mean, you go back to last year when they won the playoff game against the Rams. Do they win that game without his 44-yard touchdown in the first quarter? I probably don't. Right? You go back to the Super Bowl, and he ran the ball exceptionally in the Super Bowl. It was first down after first down. So I'm always good with Jalen Hurts using his legs. It's a part of his game. It's a big part of his game. It's why he's been one of the better dual threat quarterbacks really probably ever, but certainly in the last, you know, 5 years, 6 years since he became a starting quarterback. But is it necessary? The way Jason frames it almost is like you need the reps down the stretch. Does Jalen need the reps to run down the stretch? I mean, look, I understand Jason's perspective is unique. I mean, he played with Jalen Hurts. He blocked for him. My perspective as a fan, risk versus reward. I feel like it's pretty risky to run him a lot the next 3 weeks, especially if these games become less than meaningful. The Bills game might not have that much meaning. Mm-hmm. The last game might have zero meaning. I don't know. Like, if they run him a lot the next couple weeks and he gets banged up, yeah, they might be in more of a groove, but we go in the playoffs and he can't move. We've seen that story. I mean, you go back to 21. He re-injured his ankle in that playoff game against the Bucs, and they couldn't do anything. They need him healthy.
We are not in a position, if you're being honest with yourself as an Eagles fan, we are not in the position to have the luxury of limiting our offense. And in essence, Joe, that's what you're talking about. We have, in what was that, week 14 last week?
It's 16 now. Oh, so 15. 15. So it's 15, yeah.
Week 15, we're still trying to find our footing.
Yep.
You know, and the question that triggered so many people yesterday, it's like, we still don't know what we are. We don't know what we are offensively. Now, we know we are defending Super Bowl champions, and for a lot of people, that's all that matters. But when you start getting into it and you're not just yelling, we're the Eagles, you're asking yourself, if you watched that game last night, you're asking yourself, how do we beat these teams?
Yeah. Yep.
And what does that look like? Just like when we were talking about this game tomorrow. I think the Eagles win, but what does that look like? I don't know. I don't know what it looks like because I don't have a strong enough sampling size in what I've seen from this offense to definitively say what it is. Are we going to run the ball? Because you're talking about running the ball.
Run that ball.
I've been talking about all year throwing the ball, you know, and trying to get that continuity. Neither one of us know what's going on. Mm.
Well, there's only one thing on this team you can truly count on. It's the defense. I mean, that's been their calling card most of the season. And I can excuse the few games where I don't think they've played well because I think they've been gassed because the offense has hung them out to dry. But for the most part, they have played their butts off. Let's go to Self in North Philly. Hey, Self.
Yo, what's going on?
Self, what's up?
Hey, first off, no. Hell no, I wasn't impressed with that game last night. Now, allow me to cook for a minute.
Okay, go ahead, cook.
I barely call in there, but let me cook. Number one, I'd rather face Seattle than the Rams. The Rams definitely had more weapons. I was not impressed with Seattle's defense at all. The Rams ran on them. They passed on them. So I feel like we have just as much talent as the Rams, so we'd be able to run on them or pass on them just as well. I'm not scared of Seattle. Their secondary is not impressive to me. So I was not impressed with that game at all. In fact, that would have been a low-scoring game if it wasn't for that kickoff return and the stupid circus mistakes that they started making later in the game. That would have been a low-scoring game. And lastly, or thirdly, we can beat both of them teams because we make teams play our game. See, everything y'all be talking about, I be listening to, and it's one thing that y'all be missing. Mm. Nobody scores 30 and 40 points on us because we make them play our game. We control the pace of the game. We control the game. We shoot ourselves in the foot when we're losing. You know what I'm saying? None of these teams scare me. None of these teams impress me. However, the Rams, I will give you, are the toughest challenge to me because talent-wise, on both sides of the ball, they both can ball. Both sides of the ball.
Yep.
However, again, we beat them, and we can beat them again. So I'm not impressed. And one last thing, I need to send this to Jalen Hurts, man. First off, he got to go. And I say he got to go because right. I need him to get traded to a city that's going to appreciate him and love his
winning. Oh, will you stop?
Hold on.
Oh,
only
my.
Can you,
this
only
is
in Philly
sickening.
Can you be a winner
oh,
and still
my
be a loser.
God.
Makes no sense. It makes no sense. Aww. But Jalen, don't you ever wear a New York hat in Philly ever again. That is our arch nemesis. We don't care about
the Yankees, though, right?
Don't you ever wear a New York hat in Philly again.
I don't think self-care what it was.
Yeah, so our self, we appreciate it. So how about that? Now we're on to the, I hope Jalen gets out of here so he's appreciated. As far as the hat goes, you see Spike wear a Yankees hat yesterday? And I heard they were gauging the response, like, is it appropriate for Spike to wear a New York Yankees hat on the show compared to AI Spike, wearing one back in the day, Jalen wearing
people
one?
People liked AI, though. It's
well,
a difference.
That's the I think
it's a likability.
That's I think where the joke comes in, that Spike's not allowed to do it, but AI and Jalen are.
Because they don't like Spike.
Well, I mean, it's
Spike. He's not. Yeah,
well, it's also okay to like AI and Jalen Hurts more than a talk show host. I mean, that's understood. There, people wear those guys' jerseys and root for them, and they win a lot of games for the city. As far as Self's thing on the, he wishes he's traded so he's appreciated. I mean, guys, can
we stop? I'm convinced
that people maybe want to throw up.
Well,
people hear what they want to hear, man. I mean, it's unfortunate. We try to combat it every day, but the attention span is just not there.
Here's what frustrates me about this. I say this all the time. I just think it's so disrespectful to the other players on the team. The idea that Jalen Hurts, basically that the gist of that was Jalen Hurts wins all by himself. He wins the games. He'll go somewhere else and win all the games. Guys, do you think if Jalen Hurts goes to a bad team, he's going to win 12 games a year? Like, does anyone think
that? They'll appreciate him.
Well, no, they won't, because they'll be upset at his flaws, just like any of us that watch the game are appreciative of the good parts of his game, his toughness, his running ability, his accuracy typically down the field. I like all those things about him. They're really good. But if he goes somewhere else, guess what their fans there are going to talk about? The stuff he doesn't do great. And if he doesn't have a great team around him, as with most good but not super great quarterbacks, he's not going to win 12 or 13 games a year. So that appreciation you think is going to be there probably won't be there as much. It frustrates me when we say, oh, he wins all these games. He does. He's part of winning. But it's disrespectful to say he's the only guy. I mean, the same thing could have been said if someone said that about Donovan all those years ago. Donovan was really good. Really got great at times. But he didn't win all by himself. He wouldn't have won all those games without Hugh and everyone else on that football team. Like, that's...
I mean, I hear you. And I understand where you're coming from. But, I mean, Donovan put in work and he did his thing.
No, sure, and I'm not trying to take it away from
you.
It's not... Jalen doesn't win by himself.
No, you're right.
He doesn't.
But normally, when people gauge the success of a team, it's gauged by the quarterback's win or losses. I know it's a team game, but the quarterback gets all the accolades. And I've never shied away from giving Jalen his flowers. But I've also never shied away from critiquing Jalen. And see, that's where I get a little irritated, because as good as Jalen is, he's not perfect. None of us are. But for whatever reason, when his name is invoked, people hear past conversations and they inject them into the conversation that's being had. And it becomes contentious, and it shouldn't be, because – We're talking about football. First and foremost, we're talking about football.
Yes, it's a game.
And for you to make it so divisive is ridiculous. And you're talking about people that have a little bit more information than what you have. You know, you talk about Elliott Shore Parks. You talk about all the people that write stories about this team that have intimate details. D. Gunn, for instance, gave you a story a few weeks ago. Y'all vilified him. Now, ain't nobody got nothing to say. And we had a couple reporters talking bad about him, like he didn't know what he was talking about, and then turned around and verified what he was talking about. So y'all need to stop getting in your feelings, man. When people are talking about certain things, I get the fact, because I hear it too. You know, when you talk about Chris Sims, when he talked about Jalen, that's hate. But when you have other people talking about it, listen to what's being said. That's the biggest problem that I hear, is that when people say things, You attack the messenger immediately instead of hearing what's being said. D-Gun told you this weeks ago. He said this weeks ago. And we all jumped on D-Gun and tell everybody, talking about, oh, I don't know what he's talking about. He's a hater. He needed to grow his mustache back and all the other good stuff. But now we're here. Yeah, well, I said that. He needed to grow his mustache back.
Wow.
I don't trust no man with no facial hair.
I agree.
And he need to grow his facial hair.
Yeah, can't trust me.
Hey, Kyle, as I look over at that Joe. My bad, dog. I trust you, dog.
Nope, I'm totally untrustworthy. You were right about that. I agree. Can't trust me. Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, long time no, it has been a while. What's up? How are you?
Oh, living life and loving life.
Good, good.
Glad to talk to you.
You too, man. What's up?
Kyle.
All right, what are we feeling?
Yeah, well, what I'm feeling after watching the game last night, just as a you know, from my comfortable, easy chair, I kind of think that the Rams are the team that we have to worry about first and foremost. I think that they have a potent offense, and if we play ball control like we do but don't score, we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot deep in the playoffs and we're going to lose. I think that some of the problems that we have is that we tend to lean on what doesn't work so far this year as opposed to what actually works. Case in point, the last game. Case in point, San Diego minus the 4-5 turnovers.
San Angeles.
I think that, like I said, Jalen, the only thing I say about him in my mind as a longtime Eagles fan, he's the only quarterback that when you knock him down, he's going to get back up, dust himself off, and he's going to win. And that's just my opinion. In the playoffs, I have full confidence that my birds are going to get out there, going to kick some butt on that field.
Well, I hope you – I mean, look, I think they have earned our confidence that they're going to give a good effort, Tyron. I appreciate the phone call.
And Jalen is resilient. And Jalen, you know, I know Self wants him to leave, but I think he's built for this city. But Jalen isn't above criticism.
Nobody is.
Nobody is. You're right. Nobody's above criticism. And Jalen set a standard here that he needs to rise to, bottom line. And if you don't like me saying that, then I don't know what to tell you, because I'm gonna talk about what I talk about, and I'm not gonna be afraid to do that. And if that rubs you the wrong way, then maybe you need to get a puppy.
Well, I think it also speaks back to the importance of the quarterback. I mean, like if I could pick one thing for the Eagles to, like, this area of the team to improve between now and the end of the season, I would say Jalen Hurts' play. Like, if you tell me right now, Joe, if you just press a button, Jalen plays like a top five quarterback the rest of the year, I think they got a great chance to win the Super Bowl.
The
defense, I expect them to play well, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win their division, so they're going to start the playoffs with at least a home game. So, I start thinking about areas of the team. Sure, you know, if the offensive line kind of got back to last year, that'd be great. But if you tell me right now, Jalen plays his best football the next 6-7 weeks, and I add it to the defense, we got a real shot.
21 points, Joe.
Well, that's not enough.
I keep trying to tell you this.
I want more than that.
We are in a space where
I want more.
This offense is not probably going to be a dynamic offense, but if they give you 21 points, you got a shot.
Can you let me dream?
No. I'm here to react.
Can't you let? It's the holiday season.
The voice of reason. 21 points,
21
Joe.
Points not going to work.
It could potentially work.
For
but
four straight playoff
your
games?
Defense has, what they say in hockey, when the goalie stand on his head, your defense got to stand on his head, though.
Four straight playoff games?
Four.
That's a lot to ask, 21
points.
It is
a lot to ask, but this is the position that you're in.
I need more.
We lollygagged all year long, whatever the reason
was. That's your fault.
That the I'm not down there. I'm not on that total squad.
I blame you.
But we lollygagged all season long.
Mm-hmm.
With this offense and what it is, or Kevin Patu, whatever the problem is,
yeah.
The offensive line being hurt, whatever. But now we're at a point where we just got to get 21 points.
That's not enough.
21.
20.
20.
On average?
20.
That's less than we've been averaging all season.
That's the, you know what?
Raise that bar,
Douglas.
Stuff
that I've heard, that's the nicest thing that somebody said to me all day.
Well, I mean. We're not going to say mean things to you on this show.
No, they're not going to say it to me on the show, but they like the on the internet.
We talked about this.
I have not clapped back. No. I've been very nice and measured in my responses.
You just have to ignore. That's step one is ignore.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Yeah, progress. Yeah. You can mute your mentions, you know. You'll never see it.
Yeah, probably. That probably
just disappear. Philly Rob is in Philadelphia. Hey, Philly Rob.
Oh, what's up, fella?
What's up, man? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm recovering. I'm good. I'm hanking. I had lost my parents over the last year, so that's why I really haven't been calling in and stuff.
Well, we're sorry to hear that, Rob.
Really sorry to hear that.
I appreciate that, fellas, because, it was a tough time. But I'm back, man, and I just wanted to say, listen, first off, Hugh, you be cracking me up, man. When Lamar came at you, you was like, oh, hold on. Let me do this thing.
No, you
let
know
me handle this
you
one.
Know what, Rob? It's because I don't mind debate, but don't tell me what I said. And please, articulate what I said when we were talking. I think a lot of times people call in here with an agenda that they got from somebody else. Lamar, yeah. I think I'm pretty sure Lamar's a fine man. But yeah. Don't come at me for something that I didn't say. That's all.
Right. A lot of these guys put words out there that none of y'all say. You know, they talk about Joe said this, that, and then they can't prove it because they fumble over their words. And they're like, oh, they don't want to listen to what you're asking. You know? I'm like, you guys got to be kidding me. Our team is going to be okay. I use this word. It's going to be some dynamite lit on tomorrow.
Ooh, I like that.
Because Jalen, you know, he got a slow-burning spark. You know what I'm saying? So when that spark gets to his tuchus, he's going to take off, baby. And it's going to be nice. And we're going to be sitting here enjoying. And Hugh, I have to say, I don't think 21 is going to be enough to go through all four games.
No, we're going to need more than that.
Rob, since we're here,
yeah.
How are we going to get it? How are we going to get 21
points? The quarterback's going to play better.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. Tell him, Rob.
He's got to pull it in.
I'm not saying it can't happen. I just, when I imagine these things, I try to figure out how is it going to look?
Yeah.
How's it going to happen?
You know what I mean? So
I think he doesn't tuck it enough because he's really trying to make that play. If he tucks that joker and they don't think about it, boom, here comes the dynamite.
Yeah, and look, he did it a couple times last week. I thought he ran the ball really well. Philly, yeah. Rob, we appreciate you, man. Good phone call. Good hearing from you again. Yeah, I know the offense isn't going to just like wake up and average 30 a game probably from here on out. That's mm-hmm. probably unrealistic. We got a month. I mean, we got two Commanders games, which should be warm-ups. The Bills game's obviously a challenge, but okay, it's an out-of-conference game. We win tomorrow the game. We'll see what happens next week. But we got about a month before we're going to probably see either the Seahawks or the Rams. Let's get the offense to a point where I could feel good going into the game. That's all I'm asking for. I want to feel good going into those games. And I feel good about the defense, but the offense obviously needs to pick it up. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect a big game out of Jalen tomorrow? Are we really in the same class as the Seahawks and the Rams? Your take on all that. And champagne tomorrow, yay or nay, on the champagne celebration for winning the NFCs. Plus, we got to get to Hugh's favorite segment of the week. We got to guess the takes. What is everyone talking about after week 16 of the NFL? You got your take ready to go?
Huh?
Yeah, you're good. All right, it is the Midday Show on Sports Radio. We talked about it before the show.
I mean, I got it written down. So
is it in the notebook?
I got it in my notes.
It starts.
It starts. Well, it continues.
I thought it starts with the Commanders.
Well, it started with the Chargers.
But we lost that game.
And then it started with the Rams. I mean, the Raiders.
Yeah.
Now it continues.
But didn't it also start with the Lions and Packers?
It did.
Okay.
Does it end?
It ends in California.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we ain't going
to. Oh, come on, Hugh. It's Christmas time.
Somebody asked me that yesterday. He said, hey, the Eagles going to Super Bowl?
On the road again.
Come on. Find yourself. This is why you can't beat the Grinch alligators.
We're the best of friends, too.
We'll never beat these alligators.
The alligators are rough.
All right, Midday Check. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.